All right, what were you saying about Mexico?
No, I'm saying because Mexico is so such a, it's the country that's bordering us that's like coming in droves, and like half the country is against it.
Well, that's why they're on the bottom.
So,
They're on the bottom,
yeah,
boys.
but I think they're on the like they're the furthest. I don't think a Mexican guy would ever even get close. It's probably not even one in Congress.
Well, again, it has to be someone, because to be a U.S. president, I think you have to be born here.
Right, but I am talking about. I'm not talking about like.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
talking about people who are born here but still Mexican.
What about Canadian? That's probably already happened, honestly.
Well, that's impossible though. Because if they're born here, they're not Canadian.
Well, then, if they're born here, they're not Mexican.
Yeah, they are. Because Mexican is an
No, it's not,
ethnicity.
Jim.
Yes, it
No,
is.
it's not. It's a place of origin.
Yeah, but it's like
Jim,
they're
it's a country.
Spanish.
Yeah, oh, that's different.
How is it different? It,
Jim, it's
well,
like,
well,
I
no.
can't
It is
explain
different.
how
It
it's
is
different
different.
than besides saying it's different.
But I can. Is it wait? Can someone be like? Oh, you're saying if someone's French? Is that what Canadian would be? They're
No,
not
Jim, I'm
Spanish.
saying if someone had Canadian parents but was born here.
No one would know. Like, what are you
Okay,
talking
that's why I said it probably
about?
already happened.
Canada's not even a thing, dude. Like, what are you talking about? Are you trying to make it? They're not. You can't even compare it. Canada is just like U.S. Above U.S.
Imagine
It's
like
like.
someone who's like really like for like social issues and everything trying to explain. There's no difference between someone from Canada being in America and Mexico. It's like, don't you dare. Don't you
Yeah.
dare act like they're similar.
Well, remember when everyone was saying like, "Oh, if this president wins, like we're moving to Canada." It's like, well, why not Mexico? You know, it's because Canada's basically like the U.S. I think. I think it's just colder.
We get someone from Kakistan.
Oh, that's Middle East.
And imagine like some dude from Turkey.
See, I don't know though, because isn't that. Is that over? I can't tell. I don't pay attention enough. Do people still hate Middle Easterners?
Isn't
I
Palestine
feel
a
like no one even
deal?
talks about 9/11 anymore.
I still I'm pissed off at the building they built. I fucking hate that fucking that Freedom
I
Tower is
haven't
one
seen it,
the
but
Freedom
I
Tower is one of the
believe
most boring looking, like if you ever see
you.
pictures of it, it's one of the most boring pussy buildings. And like it's such a man, the country lost all its nuts on that day. They really did.
Yeah,
We
both
talked about this. They should have
of
just, as soon as it happened, they should have been like, well, we're building two more. You
them.
know
Yeah,
what?
building three.
Well, yeah, there's like three giant middle fingers. Like, fuck all of you. Like, we can do this all day. Bring a fucking helicopter next time. We don't give a fuck. Oh my God, what a bunch of
Yeah, we
pussies.
fucked up.
We really fucked up. We bitched about it and cried about it for like 10 plus years.
We were too busy fucking bombing the shit out of
It was a
the
bad time for us too. People were dying because they were eating too much cake, and then all of a sudden our buildings fall. It's like, oh, I can't get off the couch. I have diabetes.
middle.
I need Weight Watchers, Jenny. Fucking
Oh, the 90s were wild.
90s and 2000s.
I mean, we were too young, but like, imagine like growing up and dude, the 90s were insane. That
Were
was when
they?
everyone was retarded.
Oh yeah, well
Yeah,
you.
you were just coming out the 80s of Coke years, and
True.
everyone was depressed and confused. And
The
like you said,
music
everyone was
sucked.
eating. Yeah, the food pyramid had like bread at the bottom. Like,
Oh, I still
dude.
agree with that, by the way. I love bread.
No, but it's terrible for you.
No, it's not. It's
It
not.
is.
It's
It
not.
absolutely
How can
is.
it be bad for you?
Because it's just carbs, dude.
What's the problem?
It's just fiber and carbs.
Okay, then good.
No,
Good.
not good.
Yeah, good.
Carbs isn't
No,
good.
I'm
No.
si no. It really
We only
are.
started eating bread like 2,000 years ago, bro. What about the other 100,000 years we weren't eating fucking bread?
Yeah, and
Grains.
they're all
Grains are
dead.
so bad. It's
You do
so.
this. You do that. You ask a question, and then before anyone can
I
answer,
know, because
you
you're
just
wrong.
trip.
Because
Because
you're just
you just
wrong.
trample on like this fucking elementary school of arguing you have.
Because you just go, nuh-uh.
But no, that's actually you. And then you go, nah, and then keep going,
All
nah,
right,
like
well,
six
okay, what's
different
your
ways.
argument that bread is healthy?
I never said it. See this, and
And then you say you never said
I never said it was healthy. I never
You
said
said,
that. You, dude,
you
the epic,
said,
Jeff, hold on.
yeah.
Hold on.
Guys,
See, this
this
is,
is
see, this
recorded.
is, see,
This,
you know, I'm gonna throw this fucking
you know this, you're
hand.
recording it. You're the one recording.
I am. And you always say this. You go, look, listen back. Well, guess what? We just started recording.
You
It's
said it
been,
wasn't
can I finish?
unhealthy.
Can, see, you
that's
know
the same thing as saying it's healthy. There's no, you just said it in reverse.
I'm gonna throw my fucking desk at you. I swear to God, I'm gonna get off this fucking chair.
I said it was unhealthy. You go no. And yeah. I go, you said it's healthy. No, I didn't. Well, I can't win that, dude. I give up. Like, what do you want? I don't know how to argue with you. You're like an alligator just flipping around.
I'm like an alligator.
Right? And then you turn and then you gaslight me into thinking I'm the fucking retard.
My ribs. My back actually. My fucking spine. Oh shit.
I'd be more upset if I wasn't so impressed, dude. I'm taking notes.
Ow! Oh my god! My fucking obliques, they're on fire! I can't even get mad. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. Oh, Brett. No, hold on.
Brett.
Because you do this. You do this every time. You go, listen back. Well, guess what? We've only been recording now for 6 minutes. So anyone who actually is interested easily can listen back. Just go back, restart the episode, and see what I said.
I thought you said it wasn't healthy.
No,
I mean, I thought you said it was.
No,
I said it was
exactly what I said.
No.
You go and they had bread on the bottom, and I said, "Oh, I still agree with that." By the way, that's what I said. That's what I said.
Yes.
And I was gonna say because
yeah,
I.
Okay, so that's.
And can I finish? Can I fucking get up?
Boy,
don't stand up.
You know why
don't
it was on the bottom
you're
of the pyramid?
Room
you know what
right
the,
now?
You know what the bottom of the pyramid was?
I understand the bottom of the pyramid was supposed to be like the foundation of how like you ate.
Yes, yeah, of a healthy diet,
buddy. Don't worry about
the bottom. They're saying bread is the most healthy thing you can eat.
Yeah, like, I understand you're on like this anti-pyramid campaign. You gotta relax.
I'm not on an anti-pyramid campaign.
You're walking around. I can hear you pacing.
I am standing.
You're standing.
I'm standing up.
And you're pointing, like you're pressing one finger on the table right now, pointing. Like, you know what I think? I think bread is delicious. That's all.
Yeah, but it's not hell. It's terrible for you. Though.
I don't. Well, I don't agree with either.
No, see, but now you're backpedaling.
No, I'm not backpedaling.
Saying...
I'm not backpedaling. I never said it was healthy. I just said I don't think it's as unhealthy as everyone claims. I really don't. I think a lot of that is bullshit. I think, first off, I see all these people who like are now like insanely fit and have these low body percent fat. And I'm just like, dude, they don't look healthy. Like, you guys all, I think you're all mentally fucked. I really do think that your mentality is the main thing with health. I feel like food's the fuel. But at the end of the day, like, your mind is your engine. And if that's fucked, it doesn't matter what fuel you're putting into it. Like, you're fucked.
Yeah, that I completely agree with.
So, like, honestly, like, if you're mentally...
And a lot of the shit they're eating, too. Not to cut you off, but a lot of the shit those types are eating, the gym rat types... Like, they're eating fucking protein powders and all this processed fucking horseshit powder fucking supplement gaylord shit. That shit's probably terrible.
In my medical opinion, the doctor's like, you gotta stop eating this gaylord shit.
That's what I think when I just see a gray fucking tin. A gray tin of powder and fucking... Like, that shit's terrible for you. It's like baby formula. But
yeah, and dude, like all
but bread's still terrible for
once,
you.
Once a month, they always have like this, like, "Hey, this is a new study shows." It's like, dude, like, stop. Just you gotta like relax. The thing that's gonna help you is if you're not stressed. If you're not stressed, and you're just relaxed, that's gonna help you a lot more with your health than fucking deciphering which grain to eat or not. Like, holy, like, you're not deciphering,
nah,
hey,
nah, I disagree.
Should I drink Clorox or not? It's like, no, that's different. Like, you're like, come on, dude.
Nah, I think if you stop eating bad things and start eating more healthy things, I think that's like, can do wonders for your mental health.
No,
I only say that because I've done it.
Agree with that. I do agree with that full on. Like, if you're eating just like insanely processed carcinogen, like type shit, That is fucking, and that's actually gonna fuck with you mentally too, like the reason why you might have mood swings or your stress or your just everything, like why your body's falling apart. So like if all that starts turning around, that helps a lot. However, if you start turning that around, however mentally you're still like you're still having sad, depressive type things,
right.
It's like, well, obviously like there's something greater at work here that you might want to work at. Like the diet sadly just isn't helping with what's really going on in your brain.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean,
when people sell that shit as if, like, if you do this, you'll be this, you'll be this.
This is all you have to do.
It's like, dude, no, that's, you're just bullshitting. That's such bullshit.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they, don't people say, like, stress is, like, the ultimate killer, like, I'm pretty sure stress, like, will age you, like, crazy.
Stress ages you, your heart disease. Falls out, your, every, like, dude, think about, like, stress, like, think about stress outside of a human being, right? When an animal's stressed out, it's because, like, they're probably going to be attacked by another animal to their
to the point they're going
to die.
So, it's like a survival instinct.
It's such a insane jolt to the body. So imagine doing that constantly.
I mean, that's the story of my life.
You're going to have a heart attack by the age of 40. Like, you're just, it's not.
I know that, man, because I'm him.
Yeah, I know. I
like that meme.
I am lost.
I know him. Yeah, no, when you're constantly on edge, like you're about to be attacked by a wolf, it's like.
It's aged me, the fucking chronic pain I was dealing with. Oh. However, I was talking about it recently. I was like, just, you know what? Stop stressing about it. So, yes, like, yes. I still have the pain. However, the stop stressing about it has helped so much, dude.
Oh, yeah.
My road rage is down. My dick is firing on all cylinders. Like, I feel great.
Because you're like, if there's nothing in this moment I can do right now about it, then we'll just let it ride. And then if there is something I need to do about it, then I'll call someone and I'll set up an appointment. But like, yeah, yeah.
Go have, you know what? Go have some bread. Go have a couple.
No,
You can have some. It's not going to kill you.
No, you shouldn't have any.
Why?
It's terrible for you.
It tastes amazing.
Terrible. It really doesn't taste that great.
Okay, now you're just lying. Now you're lying to the people. You're lying.
Here's the thing.
You're
with
lying.
Carbs.
Put some butter on there.
Well, butter's not bread.
I said put some butter on the bread.
I know, but you can still. Butter's the only
reason. I'm sorry.
Do you
eat chicken parm without sauce and cheese?
I'm sorry. You're eating plain bread?
Yeah, actually, I do. I love plain bread. I've eaten a whole loaf before.
What? It doesn't taste like anything.
Yes, it does.
You ate plain bread, no butter, no oil.
All the time. I eat rolls. Like, it's nothing. Hot, steamy rolls where, like, you tear it apart and, the steam's coming.
Yeah, well, there's butter in there, though. That's a roll.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about bread.
Like toast?
Like Italian bread? Like a...
Yes.
Like bread you have at dinner.
Yes, 100%, yes.
Nah, I don't think it tastes like that much. Like, I was never
mind.
A fan. Like, even before when I could eat bread, if they would bring, like, bread to the restaurant I was eating at, I wouldn't eat any.
Mm.
Like, I'm there for, like,
well, you have a gluten
No, but even problem. Before. Oh. Even before. I would save room for the appetizer and entree. Like, I'm like, why would I eat bread?
Oh, well, yeah,
I
no, there are times where I'm at the restaurant where I'm like, fuck, now I'm going to be full for it. But I love
yeah.
it. But, dude, that guy comes out with them breadsticks, man. They just
I know, but... Like, it's just grass, bro.
You get some garlic. Okay, well, cows love grass, so obviously it works.
Yeah, I'm not a cow. Dude,
also, that's a bad argument because grass-fed cows are way better to eat than grain-fed cows. That's a bad argument.
Yeah, well...
So, obviously, if it is grass...
How's that a bad argument when bread is grain, though?
You just said it was grass, though.
It is grass, but it's... The grain is the part that shoots off when the grass, gets its, like, thing, you know?
You know how grass works.
Yeah, I know. I mow grass for a living.
Oh, really? You're gonna act like you're an expert on agriculture because you mow lawns?
No, the grain is the seed. You know this, right? Like, you got to know this.
No, explain. I want to hear your explanation without
you know
knowing
what,
it.
Like, do you know how bread is made?
No, tell me.
It's when the grass grows, the wheat grows.
Uh-huh.
It's a grass, but if it grows tall enough, it produces seeds, so it can, you know, drop the seeds and grow more grass. And basically, you take out those seeds and then you crush them up in a mill and make flour. That's what bread is.
Sounds pretty delicious to me.
No, it's not, dude. We couldn't even eat it until we could build a giant. Ow, I just cut myself.
How on what?
I was playing with a fucking little utility knife I have.
Oh my god, utility knife!
I'm a fiddler.
I'm filling up like two little rubber bands around my wrist, but not a knife.
It's like one of those ones, like a pocket knife that you can keep taking out and putting back in. But yeah, dude, we need a giant mill to fucking crush this shit just so it was edible.
Hold on.
That's how hard it is.
I'm not saying it's healthy. I really am not. However, it's like, who cares if you have some? It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, that's just like saying, who cares if you smoke a few cigarettes? It's not. It's like, yeah, it's still bad. You still shouldn't do it.
I don't even think it's bad.
It's crushed up fucking seeds.
I think it's a non-factor on your lifespan if you have some bread. Just like if you had some cigarettes. I feel like the percentage of it doing harm to you is so minuscule that it's almost like...
No.
Like, dude, think about it. Think about
think of what they spray on that shit also.
That's... All right, well, now we're getting into different things now. But, like, think... say this. Say you smoke, like, one cigarette a month your whole life. Do you think, like, it's doing insane damage to you? Do you think that's doing, like... Do you think that's doing damage where, like, this could come back to bite you? And that, like, do you even think it's doing that?
Yeah, I think people who don't even smoke have caught lung cancer from secondhand smoke.
Yeah, but do you think they're around it way more often than one cigarette
probably,
a month?
Probably. But I think you could, yeah, I think, what if you're allergic to something in the cigarette?
Well, that's okay. Those are two different things. Like, if I had a peanut once, I'm fucked. It doesn't have to be once a month.
No, you're right. It's like, I had a soda on Christmas. I don't think it made a difference one way or the other. Yeah, I think you can have things once in a while, yes.
Especially if your body's already, like, if you're in a healthy state. And usually when you're really healthy, you don't want to eat unhealthy. I bet, like, I'll say this. When I'm usually in, like, a really healthy part of my diet, which I'm going to start again in February for a couple months, I know sugar is going to be, like, not be gross, but be way overpowering once I get back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also going to try to do that. I'm saying this now. I'm not on the fence. I scheduled it in. However, there is a chance that I may not do this. However, I plan on doing a water fast near the end of my cut.
What's that?
Roughly 3.5 months from now.
What's a water fast?
For a certain period of time. I'm only going to do 3 days. I've heard some people do it.
You're going to drink water for 3 days?
What's that?
You're not going to drink water for 3 days?
No. See, I thought this, dude, when I...
I was going to say, when do you die?
When I saw that, I was like, wait, hold on. This is the part of health YouTube that...
You're going to be pissing dust, dude. Jesus Christ, that sounds dangerous. What's it, only at night or something?
No, it's the opposite of like what you think it is. Basically, so for 3 days, and some people have done it longer, some people have done for like a week or something, and some people have done for a little, like... half a week. I'm only doing 3 days. You do nothing but drink water. You don't eat.
That's fine. You'll be fine.
I know. Now it'll be.
You can not eat for like weeks or something.
So originally I was gonna do it right after my bulk, and I'm like, this is a terrible idea because I'm gonna have a body that's used to getting surplus of
like
calories,
five meals a day.
Yeah. To then going to, and then I'm like, should I do this at the end of my cut? Because then I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna have a ton of body fat left, and it's like, what am I going to survive off of? Like, I'll probably be eating away at some muscle if I do. I'm thinking, I'm going to do it. I'll play by ear. I'm planning at the end of my cut. However, if like midway through my cut, I'm realizing like, I'm already like at a body fat percentage I'm comfortable with. I'll like do it then instead of wait. Cause then I don't want to be out. And by the way, when I say by a fat percentage I'm comfortable with, I don't mean like fucking 10%. I mean a lot. I mean higher than that. I'm not preparing for a show. I'm in my 30s now. But yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm definitely gonna do it. I've always wanted to do this, by the way. I always like, I was telling my girl, I was like, dude, I feel way more energetic when I don't eat during a day.
I know.
When I stop to just eat at lunchtime, like my day's over now. I just want to not do anything anymore.
Yep, I'm the same way. I won't eat from like 9 p.m. and then I won't eat until noon the next day, every day.
She'll just be like, you gotta eat something. It's like, no,
More energized.
Yeah, like it's like I will eat something when I get home. I'll eat an insane amount. Like, I don't understand why that's not okay. Like, let that be okay for me.
I did. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, dude. I feel so good.
She's
when
the most maternal person. Like, you gotta eat something.
Well, yeah, that's... You got it. That's just because she cares, but...
She does, and she always makes food for me. She makes breakfast and...
But I think we're right, though. You know?
No, I think so, too. I don't think...
I can't speak for everyone, but obviously you're agreeing with me on this. Like, I feel so much healthier when I don't eat for long periods, and then when I do eat, I eat a lot.
And working out on an empty stomach sometimes it hurts. Sometimes I'm like, God, I'm fucking hungry. This hurts. However, there are some times where I'm doing it, and then like I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, dude, I feel like a Greek god.
I understand
there's so much shit about like, oh, it's ketosis and it's this and you're the it's like
everyone says something.
You loser.
I did it for a day accidentally a few months ago.
Worked out on an empty stomach?
No, I didn't eat for a whole day. But I also really didn't drink water either. I thought it was when I found out I had my hernia, but I didn't know it was a hernia. I thought it was I thought I had like impacted stool or something. Like I was just like thought something was really wrong. So I was afraid to eat. And then I waited at the hospital for fucking like 10 hours, bro. It was like rush hour during the summer at the hospital. And I was there for so long and I just couldn't leave because I had to stay and wait. And then I had to go in my room and I had to wait in the room. And so I didn't eat for, and then I had like the craziest diarrhea the next day. My body was like, yeah, no, it's like, it's almost like what I needed. I felt way better.
Isn't that the crazy part where like when you're about to take a dump and you think it's like full on constipation and then it turns out to be diarrhea? It's almost a relief.
Oh, it's definitely. Yeah.
We talked about that. Wasn't that one of the first arguables, constipation versus diarrhea?
Yeah.
And we were like pro diarrhea.
Oh, my God. I was going through the worst constipation and there's nothing worse.
It's painful.
Yeah. You just don't shit for a few weeks, and you're like, all right, well, I guess
I'm going to die.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to implode. That's fun.
Don't go near any fires.
I would follow though, the runs today were pretty brutal, so I don't know. Both can be unpleasant.
I know you never thought he was funny, but I'll just say this because this is my point of view. Tom Segura is not funny anymore.
Yes.
His old stuff was funny. I know you disagree. That's fine. I liked his old stuff. I liked some of his old jokes. They would pop up on Pandora. They're funny. It's not. It's just.
To be fair, I've never seen his specials, so I could be missing out.
He's too much like. He's like Bert Kreischer with a shirt on.
Yeah, that's exactly what, yeah.
And his wife's not funny. It's just like.
No, not just, even close.
It's just really like. And they. It's just, man, damn, man. They suck.
The Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura are both made for each other because they both suck. But the one of the most infuriating things over the past few years is seeing everyone shit on Bert Kreischer for not being funny while like being like Tom's the funny. It's like, no. If anything, Bert Kreischer's funnier than Tom. Like, they both suck, but if we're going, like, at least Bert Kreischer does funny things sometimes.
No, I'd still, well, I mean, hold on, because when you say the past couple, what do you mean? I never thought Bert Kreischer was funny, even when
No, but people would say it in a way of being like, when talking about them both, being like, Bert's the unfunny one, Tom's the funny one. I used to see that.
Oh, yeah, because they have a podcast together, right?
Yeah, because right. They've always been like,
yeah, they're like, the same. They're like team or something. I don't know. It blew my mind when like, it's like really, like this is the guy that's like catching waves, the guy who's taking off his shirt. Like this is, it was kind of like what we talked about in the part one, where it's like,
yeah,
like really like grandma rapping or saying something sexual like that. It's like, dude, this was like 90s. This is like American Pie comedy. Like people are actually laughing at that now. Like, hey, he's fat and his shirt's all, like, oh man, here comes the gag again. It's like, wow. Like that's actually like.
That still works, huh?
And then like the thing was, it's like, well, yeah, but his jokes are actually, no, they're not. No, but whatever. I think I actually have seen like recent things pop up where like people are like crushing him now. And it's just like, oh, well, you guys are a little late. I don't know. Like,
Tom?
No. It seems like, I don't know. It seems like people.
Oh, Bert Kreischer. Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that too. There's been like a lot of like YouTubers recently being like, oh, there's a trend now. Let me make a video.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's one of those.
Why Bert Kreischer is guess the what? Suckiest. And you know who's it's like, dude? You're like 5 years late.
I bet I can bet on one thing happening.
What?
Good old Sonny V2 is going to come out with a video.
He is wise. He's fucking, and he's got the little fucking thumbnail with the cartoon fucking like thing in Photoshop filter.
Or if he was famous, he would have like made an opposite video of that.
I know.
Whatever. I do. I don't know what it is about me. I do feel bad when like people, like when the majority is getting on someone, if that
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
So like
I'm the same way. I don't know what it is, what you would call that, but I have that as well.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a weird contrarian thing.
Once people go too far on either side, I'm like, well, let's have a little balance here.
Yeah. Also, I think a lot of the people who are saying he's not funny right now are lying. And thought he was funny before.
Well, also they're not funny.
Yeah, that yeah. Yeah, that too. A lot of the people.
That's really the biggest part of it.
A lot of the things
I've
seen. What
the fuck are you, random YouTuber I've never seen?
Personally.
That fucking Indian guy.
Indian guy.
I hate that Indian guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I already know. Wait, who?
I don't know, some Indian guy you sent me one time, the fat Indian guy. And he'll pop up on my YouTube.
Some ordinary
sometimes.
Gamer.
Something
he used to pop up on Twitter for me all
he's got
the time.
Mustache and beard, and he's like,
wow, maybe I'm thinking
got a
else.
Bug eyes, and he's fat and Indian, and he's always like popping on some like YouTube trend to be like, this Logan Paul is a fucking Andrew Tate. It's like, all right, dude,
I get it,
you're fat.
I gotta tell you one thing, man. I gotta tell you one.
Yeah, some ordinary. Yeah, this is him.
Oh, okay. God, I'm so happy I deleted my YouTube channel. If I had to keep churning out videos like that, I would have killed myself.
Oh, my God.
I would have killed myself. I can't. I don't know what the amount of money would have to be.
And
like
astronomical.
Astronomical for me to do that type of thing. And for the amount of money that I know these guys are probably getting paid, it's not enough. It's just not enough. I couldn't my life. If that's my life, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd fucking kill myself or just move. Like, I would take whatever savings I have and move to a third world country and just live there.
No, yeah, I not in a million years.
But, no.
I was about to say, the only thing I'd, like, the YouTube I'm going to do is one of the things, and the only other thing would be, like, CPM higher than
that.
Oh,
I'm talking about YouTube stuff, like, where, like,
I know.
Just commentating on stuff.
No, I know. But also, I'm agreeing with you in the money aspect of it, too, because, like, commentary YouTube is, like, it's not that, it's pretty low CPM. Like, to do that type of content, like you said, they're not even
getting
paid that.
That's why
they all
have, like, Patreons and shit, because they're making dick.
Yeah, and they're all chasing trends and shit.
That was the worst one. When I was doing some of those videos...
You see Tierzoo chasing any trends?
No, Tierzoo just makes
no,
good content.
No, because he's making fucking bank because he has a good high CPM to fucking
not only that,
like, educational.
Like, you want to talk about a guy who we've talked about this. He gets animal clips that I've never seen every animal clip in the world. I've seen every animal video ever known to man.
That dude like open sources them. Like does he like pay photographers?
He hands down. Has to get clips sent to him, like from people going, hey man, I think this would help with your video, and like just people just send him every fucking clip known to man.
You know who's absolutely killing it?
Who?
Like astronomically absolutely is YouTubers that do like the outdoor travel shit.
Yeah,
like where they're like stay in a blizzard overnight with my dog. And you know, shit will get like 24 million views, and like that shit's like one of the highest CPMs because like companies will like advertise all that like the equipment and gear they use. It's like, dude, fucking bank.
All the everything their tents that they use.
Yes, tents.
Travel all taxes. They can write all.
Oh, everything.
Off.
Yeah, all tax
every single thing. The food possibly.
Their
too.
Car that they use to drive to the fucking place. Like 100%. Everything.
100. The Uber that they use to get to the airport.
All
the luggage.
Food.
It's all write off. Because you're 1099 too. Like it's all write off.
Yeah.
So good for them. I'd rather do that a million times over than be fucking dude at a computer chair.
Being like, well, actually, the thing that this guy said.
He is a toxic person. And the people that still support him, it's like, wow, my God, cut my nuts off and throw him at a fucking dartboard. I mean, God. It's just brutal. It's brutal.
What a saying.
That's how it feels like, at least, you know. Yeah. Holy shit. This is who I'm voting for. Oh, my God.
Oh, no one gives a shit.
Oh, brother.
What's crazy is YouTube still thinks I like that shit sometimes. Like, it'll send me that fat Indian guy sometimes.
I was only getting it on Twitter, and because I'm off Twitter now, I don't get any of it.
Really? YouTube doesn't send you any of it?
No. YouTube sends me the shit that
maybe it's because I'm into video game shit that it will send me that guy sometimes.
It could, because doesn't that guy sometimes review video games?
I think so, yeah.
I get on YouTube now. Actually, hold on. Let me open my... Because I told you, I do it on smart TV all the time now. Alexa, YouTube.
Yeah, let me grab a water real quick.
We did this a few episodes ago. We like what?
I'm trying to grab a water.
All right. I'll show you my algorithm, and then you show me yours when you get your water. Oh god, I'm stretching. Oh my god, that feels so good. Oh my god, I can't stop stretching. It feels so good. Oh, I'm like purposely cramping my muscles. All right. Jeez, Ariana Grande though. What the fuck? I was about to say something to myself, but I know it would get you mad.
What? Say it.
No, because it's going to derail the whole YouTube thing that we got going on.
I'll say it. I vow not to say anything about it.
All right. Just bear with me.
Just because I'm curious. I'm not like trying to do a thing.
If we're going with the recent pictures I posted of Ariana Grande, right? I'd take AOC over Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
it's because she's brown.
I might too, though. I actually might agree with you on that, actually, because these ones you posted are fucking, like, I'm not even into them at all.
It also, like, she's like, it's weird because it's almost like she's painting herself in these pictures as, like, to make her look, like, real younger and, like, more.
Yes,
like,
yes,
it looks like she's, I know she's not underage, but, like, it's like she's, like, purposely going for that. It's weird.
And even the fashion choice, like, I hate when girls wear baseball caps like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's I don't think it's like wholesome
we're the opposite on that.
I cannot stand it. It doesn't add anything. It makes it look boyish almost. I'm just not into it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big hat guy.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, no.
Maybe a winter hat, like with a pom pom.
All right, so here's my
cute.
Here's my TV's YouTube algorithm outside of the sponsored video. So I got ordinary things, which makes
sense. Your girl's just behind you wearing a baseball cap.
Huffing and puffing.
Yeah. You're like, no, I love that.
Yeah. All right, so ordinary things. That's that weird British guy that like will like talk about like this one's the Starbucks episode. But like,
who is it?
Ordinary things.
Ordinary things.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
I like it. I like his later videos have gotten better. A video about Toyotas. I just got a Toyota. The bloody beetroots.
What'd you get?
A Corolla hybrid.
You got a Corolla, he says.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's upgraded to from your fucking dad's whip was a Corolla.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not like, I don't need, dude, I had, when I was younger, I had a really nice car. I don't need that.
I know. I'm fucking with you. I remember that. I remember you said, I won't say it if you don't want me to.
What?
The car you used to have?
The Hyundai?
No, before that. Didn't you used to have a like sports car?
I had a Camaro.
Yeah, Camaro. I didn't know if you wanted me to say it.
You can tell my whole life story, apparently.
Well, I remember because I remember when I first started talking to you, you're like, yeah, I got a Camaro. I'm like, this fucking guy.
By the way, this is all on the recommended list. This is not on like nudie. So magnesium, why you should take it. That makes sense.
Anyway, let's go back to the Corolla.
What about it? What?
No, it's Toyotas and Hondas are great cars.
Oh yeah, you're out of your mind. Like they're fucking the most reliable.
Honda Civic or a Toyota Corolla. Like what are we talking about? This is gonna last fucking forever. Hybrid though.
A sad day for Han. So Scotty Kilmer, because again, I've been watching a bunch of car videos recently. South Park video, how to change your oil.
How to change your oil.
See, this is, see, the
you, how to change your oil is you pull into a place that changes your oil. What do you mean?
Oh, no. Well, it says, here's why you should change your own oil. I'm not watching.
No, here's why you shouldn't. It's fucking like $20.
Yeah, dude, the savings are not worth it. It's really not.
No, it's not. I got enough new things to learn.
See, here's one I wouldn't watch. However, I still get recommended this shit. So this falls into the line, I feel like. What we're talking about past Dave Chappelle causing outrage, and the outrage is capitalized after joke surfaces from his new comedy special.
Oh, I saw it. It was a great joke, by the way.
Oh, should we listen to it then?
You want to pull? Sure.
It's only two and a half minutes. I feel like it's perfect timing.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a solid joke. But obviously, that I saw that the title, and then I was just like, oh, we're doing this again.
What the NFL was like 10 years ago. Costco in a nutshell. That's right. I was watching some, I don't know. Is it Joseph PP or what? I don't know. Oh, Casually Explain. Sugar Explain. Ooh, Unwrapped, How Peeps Are Made. I actually got to save that. I'll save that to watch later.
Isn't it just marshmallow with fucking crystal sugar on it?
Hey, listen, man. I want to see how they're made, all right?
I think marshmallow is just like, it's from a plant, isn't it?
So right now, my content's a lot about cars, and a lot about sports, and a lot about like those, like you said, just like guys talking into their camera about like old companies or things or something. Yeah. Like that. I do that all, or like the history of like soda.
So
in
are
America.
You? Is it just cars because you bought one, or is it, are you into cars in general?
No, it's because I just bought one. I was not. Okay. Yeah, 100%. Because then, like, 1,000,000,000%, it was just about because I was looking for a car.
Yeah, no, my algorithm will do the same thing. I'm building a new PC, and like YouTube just throwing like computer videos at me, and I'm just like, I don't know how to tell YouTube. I'm like, I don't
well,
give
a fuck. That's the thing. I don't know how to tell to YouTube. Like, I made my purchase.
I did the research. Like, I know I did it extensively and got you all fucked up, but like I'm done with that.
You've done your job.
Yeah. Now help.
Sex neuroscientists on the scary future of sex robots. It's not scary. It's it's not scary.
Mine's a lot of XQC too. I've been watching a lot of him.
What's your stuff?
Long videos.
When you go on recommended.
All right, let me go to a new fucking thing. YouTube.
Why 2023 offenses suck. Yeah, dude.
Yep, first one. XQC trolls cop with loud mic. Da 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 da. 10 new amazing Skyrim mods. Yeah, that's because I was looking at Skyrim videos. I don't know why. I haven't played Skyrim in fucking 10 years. Monster Hunter World is done. Another XQC one. Why I stopped doing YouTube 7 True Scary Stories from Let's Read. I listen to a lot of his shit. That's the guy, the Indian guy. Vivek Ramaswamy's on being vegetarian.
The what guy?
Remember when I said there was an Indian politician that kept coming up on my feed?
What's his name?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Let me see if I know.
And then it's a video of him being vegetarian. I don't know why that came up.
I've never seen this guy a day in my life.
Yeah, he keeps coming up on my thing.
I went to school with a kid named Vivek. I wonder.
Really?
It's the same dude. Nah, it doesn't look like him. Also,
how old is this guy? Oh, no, he was Pakistani. Oh, I knew a kid named Hassan.
No, I don't know. I've never seen this guy a day in my life. I've seen the one Indian guy who's like the Indian Ben Shapiro. I've seen that guy.
Who
just goes to colleges and fucking destroys college students because it's like the easiest person to win an argument with, especially when you take the microphone away from them.
I've never heard or seen that guy, but I believe you because I've seen a few people like try to do that model now.
I know. That's like, well, that's the, why wouldn't you? Like, why wouldn't you cop mimics like success? I bet if I look up Indian Ben Shapiro, this guy will come up.
But does it work though? Like, I feel like that was like 2016 success.
I feel like it probably works for him because it's like, oh, he's like him, but brown.
Oh, yeah.
And then after him, it's not.
But not Jewish.
Yeah, it will stop working. I can't find him. Oh, whatever.
I think I know who you're talking about, actually. Now, I didn't know he was Indian, though. I knew he was brown, though. I think I know who you're talking about. With glasses?
Don't remember. I just know he was kind of, like, young and skinny.
I saw a white kid do it, too.
That doesn't help, because every Indian person looks young and skinny.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, my recommendeds are fucking retarded compared to yours. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
Like, yours, it was, like, cars and oil changes and, like...
Well, again, I was looking for...
Mine are, like, fucking video game streamers and, like...
We're definitely comedy. On two different, like, levels right now of, like, where we're going with life.
Yeah, you know what it is?
It's that tells you your life story right there.
Well, it's because, I watch a lot of XQC because in the winter I'm just home all the time and I'm just editing. And then it's on the other monitor, I can just put on a stream. And then if he's not streaming, I'll just like watch some clips on YouTube.
Well, yeah, you definitely listen to more. So like when I do background stuff, sometimes I'll have YouTube running. Usually it's the sports stuff too. Because like when they're showing highlights, it's stuff that I've already seen before. And if it's not, then I'll actually peek over to the screen. However, if I have background noise, it's usually going to be the radio. I literally put WFAN on, or I'll put music on in the background. It's not really YouTube for that.
Yeah, well, that's nice because you don't have to choose it. You know, you can just set it and forget it.
Yeah, I just go like, you know, Alexa, play WFAN.
Sometimes I'll do that with Spotify. I've been a big fan of Spotify recently. I've been making a ton of playlists, and sometimes I'll just let it go rogue.
Well, we were talking, me and my friends last night, when we were at B-Dubs, we were talking about how Spotify, it's got music now, it's got podcasts, and it's got audiobooks. It's like, dude, this is just a one-stop shop. Like, dude, honestly...
I didn't know it about audiobooks.
Apple Podcasts is like fucking, who goes there anymore?
Who the fucking, yeah.
What a fucking waste of time. Who goes to the podcast platform to listen to podcasts? You go to Spotify now.
That's true. I haven't used fucking, gotta be honest, I hate Apple everything nowadays.
I deleted it off my phone.
Yeah.
And I have an iPhone. I deleted the podcast app off my phone.
I feel like Apple, every time I try to use Apple shit, it's always, like, fucking annoying. I always have to sign in, though, an account, and I can't remember an email, and then it's... Yeah, I don't know. I don't really use anything Apple anymore, though. But Apple iPod, from what I remember, is pretty dope. But it's not like Spotify, because you can't listen to music. You're right. They should fuse it, you know?
Well, they have iTunes, which I haven't...
They should fuse the two, though, you know?
I haven't used iTunes in like 9 years.
Yeah, iTunes, dude. I forgot. I just remember it was annoying to use because it would always have to sync on the computer and then you try to drag shit over and it never worked, right? iTunes sucked. iTunes was like Napster 2.0.
iTunes was like LimeWire that you had to pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the fuck?
iTunes suck. But what were you saying?
Let's watch that Chappelle thing.
Oh, yeah. What was it again?
Ah, fuck. Hold on. Let me see if it's still...
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it is still... Oh, oof. Click. I'm trying to find it. Oh, my God. How many...
I'm doing that thing you were doing the other week.
How much did I scroll? Fucking A. I was talking for that long about my... Dave Chappelle causing outrage after a joke. Something. What, you're doing what?
I'm doing that thing that you were doing the other day on Amazon. Because I was ordering a bunch of new parts for a computer, and like I'm like, two of them haven't like shipped yet. And now I'm like every hour I'm like checking and I'm like fuming. I'm like, dude, but why haven't they shipped? It says right here they should be coming. I'm about to like call Amazon.
You want to know something that I'm gonna be doing?
What?
This is the cheapest thing I've ever done in my life.
What?
So I bought a carry-on luggage for the plane flight to Disney World.
Just buy a backpack.
Well, no, because we're going for a week now. All my stuff would fit.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
So when we get back, guess who's putting a return in on Amazon?
No, yeah, that's... Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because two things. One, I don't got time to store this fucking thing. And two, I won't have to. Here you go, Amazon. Yeah, I wind up didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, because that's such a... Yeah, I'm fully support that. That's such an obscure thing to have anyway.
Yeah, I'll just fucking... Next time I need one, I'll fucking go on Amazon. Hey, let's try this again.
I just brought my backpack. But I went to Memphis for only, like... I was there for, like, 3 days. And yeah, it definitely wouldn't have lasted a week. What is it? One of those, like roller things?
Mm-hmm. It's the ones that are, like, 21... or 22 inches by like 14.
You don't have like a gym bag?
It wouldn't be big enough, and I think the gym bag would be a little too tall where it might not be allowed on carry-on.
Oh, okay.
You have to have specific dimensions and shit.
Yeah, true.
And that's the last thing. I don't need to be an inch off, and then like, what, I'm at the airport, I'm fucked. Like, fuck that noise.
You going coach?
Am I going coach? Yeah, of course I'm going coach.
Wait, really?
You think I'm going first class?
Yeah, why not?
Because the tickets probably would have been doubled.
No. How dare you?
What?
No, because this is what I found out. If you're flying just like across the U.S., like first class isn't like actual first class. It's only like $100 more a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's so worth it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because like if you're going like say you're flying to like Japan or something, yeah, it's literally like it goes from like $1,000 to like $4,000 for first class. But if you're just, it's usually only like $100 more.
Are you serious?
It's so worth it. Yeah,
I've flown first class before, and I felt like my asshole was getting like massaged. It was amazing,
dude. Yeah, there was one on my flight from Fort Worth. In Texas up to, I think it was in Chicago, because it was when I got my flights all got transferred and fucked up, but this one plane I was on, it was like decked out first class. Like I had a little desk and, like,
oh, they shit, brought like dude, a full look, course I'm, meal. I'm looking at the money. Yeah, this isn't that, it's only I wouldn't say it's $100, it's around $200-$250 more than what we paid. However, we paid for round trip. That's,
yeah, it's right. Not bad.
Shit, huh?
Because of one of my flights, I got bumped back into coach, and I was furious, dude.
Oh, well, wait, hold on. What do you mean you got? Did you get your money back for the first class ticket?
No.
Whoa, but
like I said on the other one, I had like insane first class for three.
You paid for coach and for one
no,
of them.
No. I paid for first class.
And then
I had a connecting hour flight that was in coach.
Oh.
So it wasn't too bad, but I was fuming.
It's not like you paid for first class and they moved you to coach.
No, I did pay for first class. What are you not understanding?
Well, how...
I got bumped.
What I'm not understanding is, like, how's that allowed?
Because it was just a short connecting flight.
What?
In between the main flights.
Oh, it wasn't a direct flight is what you're saying.
Yes. It was a layover. Like, I paid for a direct flight, but I got it, like, that got canceled. And then I had the only thing I could take that... Like,
whoa,
morning.
Whoa. Did you get any money back for this?
No money. Zero money back. I didn't try, though.
But you paid for a direct flight.
I did.
And they didn't give you a direct flight?
No, well, they paid more money.
What do you mean they paid more money? You paid for a direct flight for a reason.
I know, but I ended up going on three flights instead of one.
Yeah, but so the reason you pay... But, dude, aren't direct flights usually more money because that's what people prefer?
I think so, yeah. So
you paid for a more valued ticket and didn't get that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. No, why are you
acting like there's like a dildo in your ass and you're just like, yeah, no, I don't know what to do with
no,
it.
Like, no, whitey.
Jim, am I speaking French?
Every emotion you're feeling right now, I was feeling 10 times during it.
Oh, it's just, wait, have you,
it's been so long now, and then plus I've learned that this is like a normal thing.
You fought this battle already. I'm like some like
fought this battle, dude. I sat on the fucking tarmac fucking 5 hours on one flight because it was a storm. It was a nightmare. It was one of the times I had some angsty teenager.
Like, what do you mean? Oh. That shouldn't be. And then like you're in like your 40s, like, yeah, okay, kid.
You'll learn. Literally flying all day, dude. It was a nightmare.
I would have burnt the fucking airport down. I'm sorry, I can't. If I'm alone, see, that is the one thing that if there's one detriment about being in a relationship. It's the fact that, like, when I'm alone, here's the type of person I am. I saw a video the other day, right? This girl ran to a parking spot to save it for a car because there was no other parking spots left.
Yeah.
And this guy had a dash cam and he's trying to park his car there because he got there so much first before the other car, and the girl wouldn't move, right? Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure if my girl's in the car, I don't know about, she might be more on my side with this. However, I can totally hear her going, just find another spot. If I'm alone, my car's going in park. My car's turning off. I'm getting out of the car. I'm smoking a cigarette. I cannot wait to ruin everyone else's day behind me. Not in a million, trillion, quadrillion fucking years. I'm waiting until that lady dies of old age and they drag her off that spot and I park my car there. I don't care. What comes first, the tow truck or me parking my car there? I don't care. So that's the thing. If something like that happens to me at the airport, and I'm alone, I'm throwing a tantrum.
Well, here's the funniest part is in that flight that we had to stay on the tarmac for 5 hours. I was in first class, so there was an angry mob. Were you getting
alcohol?
No, but we were getting snacks, and dude, there was an angry mob behind us in coach. And every once in a while, like, I'd peek behind the curtain and they were just stuffed it. Dude, there was crying. I was like, dude, it could be worse. I was sitting there. I was sitting with this black, like, businesswoman, and she was awesome, dude. And we were just talking the whole time. Like, I was like, this sucks, but, like, at least the one smart thing I ever did in my life is get first class. Because this, I would have walked off the plane probably, just canceled it.
Oh, shit. Are we watching this?
Bro, did I tell you?
Oh my god, we're never watching this video,
dude. So I finally get off this flight. It's like midnight, right?
Wait, real quick though, before you talk.
Yeah, yeah.
In the situation I just brought up, what are you doing? Are you going to find a new spot, or are you playing chicken with the person?
Wait, because you were saying you were fighting for a parking spot.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was, in the video, a guy's pulling up to a spot. And a girl runs to the spot. Like, she has no car. She runs to the spot.
In person.
Not, it's a human being now standing in an open parking spot because she's...
And so her friend can...
So her friend or family member can come soon and park there.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair game. She wins. Like, what are you going to do? Run her over?
Oh, no. I would park my car. I would park my car to block that spot. From her friend.
Yeah, no, I'd we're different. Like, we're very different. I would just go find another parking space.
You see, you're mature.
It's not mature though. It's not, because I would be fuming. I would hate her. I would want her to, like, if God gave me a button and said she'll die if you press this, I'd press it.
Well, that's the thing. I become death at that point. I am now I am now her grim reaper for that parking spot, and I will be killing it from her. You are not getting that fucking spot, Lee. I got my scythe, and you're not getting that goddamn spot.
Like, but there is, maybe it is maturity. There's the rational part of my brain that just goes, I'm already fuming now. I hate her. I want her to die, literally die. Like, I hope she dies painfully right now. And so now I'm going to waste my time even more when I don't even want to be here.
It's like the revenge. Like, what's that saying? Like, you build two graves if you seek revenge.
Yeah, like you poison yourself or something. Yeah.
However, I will say this. You got to do it with a sense of not being angry at the person. You just kind of just do it. You put the car in park, you chill, you put some music on, you relax and go, you know, I could be using my time in a worse way. I'm right now, I'm just chilling. And you just don't care. You don't care about the other human being. And then once that person's out of the way, you mosey your car right into that spot. Real simple. It's like, oh, you're going to block that spot for me, for your friend? Okay, well, I'm going to now block that spot from your friend. And now I'm going to chill and I'm play like backgammon on my phone for like 30 minutes until you move.
Now, are you ever afraid of like, it escalating?
Shoot me. Kill. I want to die. I don't care.
Okay, you're done. You're dying on this hill. This is now a hill.
This is my hill that I die on. They're going to build a statue of me a year later. I don't care. Like, just don't care.
Yeah, see, I see. It's I totally like
this becomes my World War III.
I get it.
I don't know.
I totally get it. I definitely like sympathize with. Like I totally understand it completely. I'm just. I have bigger hills to die on. Like,
I know.
That's a dumb
I
hill.
Know. Well, that's the thing. Like,
although, how packed is this parking lot, though? Are we talking like
it looks like
the mall at Christmas? This is like the only spot.
It looked like the mall at Christmas.
Okay, because I would do that if it was hard to get a parking spot.
That's different.
Then I'm with you. Then I'm like, no.
I don't know. I start to get into this. See that, and that's another maturity thing with me. I start to get into this gay. Like it's the principle of the man. It's like shut up, grandpa.
Like, yeah, for me, if there's like tons of open spaces, I'm like, what, principle? What, bro? I'm just gonna park somewhere else. But
yeah, and then, if there's no other spaces, bro, and I was here first.
Like fuck you. So has this happened to you?
I don't think that in real life, I don't think this has ever actually happened to me. It's definitely like a horror story. Like to think of like, what if this ever does? And like the guys, like imagine like the horror story is you're about to pull into a spot. Someone actually pulls in there faster and then gets out of their car and does not give a single fuck what they just did. Right. That's the worst.
Run them over.
That's where you go, you know what? I'm going to have to pay in damages, but I'm fucking this guy's car up. I'm kicking in the door. I'm punching a mirror down. I don't care. Catch me on the security camera. We're going to have a nice little insurance battle for a few months and I'll pay the damages, but I won't.
But you're ruining this guy's day.
Yeah, so. I'm ruining this. I'm ruining everything.
Okay. So you're very, take them down with you type of.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going down, but you're all going down with me. It's not a good, that's by the way, it's not a good personality. It's not at all. I really am trying to just not be angry.
No, it's not. But you know what also isn't good is what I do is when that happens is I fume internally and then stuff it down deep into my core and just like, try to ignore it. And then that's probably really
you know what I
too.
Think would be a good personality trait is if you owned a gun and if that happened, you just shot the person in the head. I think because then that person doesn't exist anymore. You know what I mean? And if that person doesn't exist, they're not going to impede on your day anymore. Like you kind of like you did a great thing, you know?
Yeah, but then you're going to prison, you know? I know you're joking.
But then their kids don't have a shitty mom anymore.
Yeah, but now you don't either, you know?
Yeah, but like
that's the thing with me. I'm too narcissistic to do that.
Do you ever just eat your prison cream style corn with a little smirk on your face?
No.
That's I think that's
you're
what,
saying the funnier thing, so I love it, but no. I couldn't last an hour in prison. I think
that's what separates like the people that don't do those things to the people that do. The people that do are like it was worth it. Well, not all the time, but sometimes.
Me and my dad will connect on this a lot where we're both like we could never go to prison. Like I'd just kill myself.
No, I actually have a big ass. I'd be raped day one in prison. Day one.
I told you that story when I went into the drunk tank.
I don't like knives.
I was in the drunk tank for 3 hours. I've never been more miserable.
Knives scare me, dude. I would be so freaked out to be stabbed. Oh. Like it's such a ow. Imagine being stabbed. That shit would hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, imagine just being scared of being stabbed all the time.
Oh, the worst. The worst. Constant shit.
I'm a baby, dude. All those fucking people yelling. Oh, my God.
You gotta shit with like a bunkmate next. Like, you gotta smell your fucking roommate's shit all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they'd come to my cell, find me hanging.
Yeah.
They'd be like, he was only in here for 2 months. He only had a 2 month sentence.
2 months.
Like, yeah, no. Two months, two hours. Too long.
2 hours. I'd fucking find a rope. I'd call Red and ask for a rope.
Yeah, to go back to what you were saying, though. Like,
no, to go back to what you were saying, weren't you going to tell a story?
Was I?
Yeah, if you listen back, it's going to be annoying to the listener. you were definitely going to tell a story. And I said,
what was it about? Do you remember what?
I think like, it might have been about planes or something.
Planes?
Travel.
Oh, when we were talking about the plane thing.
Yeah, no. God, I can't. Like, basically, you were about to tell a story, and then I asked, hey, what would you do in that car parking situation?
Right. I like that car parking situation, though.
Yeah, it's like, that really, like, tests your moral compass.
Well, because I was just about to say, like, I've been, something in this past year, I don't know if it's, like...
You could really just shoot him in the head.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You really could.
There's something this past year that changed with me where...
Find that.
I, I've got more impatient, I'd say. I've been kind of like getting into a little more of those kind of like scuffles where like normally where I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to say anything or I'm not going to do anything. This past year, a few times I've said shit and I've done shit. So I feel like I might be getting to your side a little more now. I'm starting to get more like indignant on stuff like that. Because at a certain point, you do feel like it's like this is like the 10th time this has happened. I'm like, what am I, a little bitch? I'm just everyone's fucking running over me.
And that's like you start taking it personally. You don't want to, though. You shouldn't.
Because it's hard not to when someone cuts me off.
Yeah.
Like, you did it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm in a truck that's 2 times your size. I could fucking run you over in a second.
Kill.
And you're so confident with your fucking earmuffs and your fucking iPod and you're dancing to Taylor Swift or whatever, and I could just kill you. And you're just betting on the fact that I'm not a fucking psychopath.
That's the thing.
And
you're hoping like
thing, you don't know that.
This isn't the day where you're like, this has happened one too many times. And you just like swerve your car, cause 6 Christmases to be ruined.
Yeah. Well, it's scary. Do you ever feel like you could snap? Because it seems like you have like anger shit. Do you ever think someone could ever bring you to snap to where you literally like run someone over? Or do you always just go to the like car? Like, I'd rather just punch a window out.
I don't like the idea of hurting someone.
Right.
Their possessions, though, I don't give 2 fucks about. I'll fucking like, is this yours? Is this it? Right down the fucking drain. Like, right down the gutter or something. Not the gutter. What's the fucking, the thing in the, every corner of a road.
Have you ever fought over a parking lot with like another car?
No, that's the thing. I don't think I ever did. I've had times where I've seen me and multiple cars searching for a spot, but you know, it's always been whoever found it first got it first.
So right.
I never luckily found it first and then had someone swoop in. I've luckily never been in that fucking scenario in my entire life. So.
Yeah. Yeah, see, usually if a parking lot's too full, I'll just avoid it entirely. Like, whatever I was going to do, I'm like, well, I'm not doing that today,
I guess. I guess I'm taking this 20-minute trip home.
That's a common thing. Every time we have one of these conversations, I'm kind of always, I'm a flight, you know? I'm not a fight or flight. I'm a flight. I'm going to get out of there. If I'm like, I hate shit. Like, I hate full parking lots, dude. There's nothing worse, especially in a truck.
True. Oh, well, dude.
Parking lots were not made for trucks.
I still, to this day, can't understand when, like, I park so far away from so many cars. And then, like, yeah. I come back outside. There's, like, a tank and an Apache helicopter and just fucking 9,000 limousines just wrapped around my car. I just don't get it.
I remember the first time you said that. You were like, I think Ed was on or something. You were like, dude, it's fucking, I come out, there's a fire engine, a helicopter. It's so true.
It's
people
crazy.
Will see your car and be like, oh, I guess I should park
an ambulance or someone giving CPR to someone. It's like, what the fuck, dude? I parked so far away. There's so many other spots.
Yeah, that's like at the supermarket too. Like, I'll go to an aisle to get like applesauce or something, and like I go to that aisle and there's like 18 people around the applesauce. It's like, dude, nowhere else in the aisle.
I went to the store to get one thing for my girl, one thing, and I go there and the guy's like deciphering what chips he wants. I had to get chips, and like I wanted to make sure like they were the right ones, so like. I would have had to stand there next to him and like searching for him. I'm like, I'm not doing that, not in a million years. So I wrap around, still there, wrapping around.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'm just like, what are you? It's chips.
You just look down the aisle, they're still right there. You're like, no shot.
But it's chips. Just get the goddamn chips you want. I don't understand. All right.
And
so
you go near him and you pretend to look at pretzels.
If I knew what I wanted, though, I would have fucking went right in front of him and be like, all right, I need these.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, good.
So when I got off the plane, it was like midnight.
Yes.
And I was so this whole day when we were talking about with the plane shit, dude, I was fuming. Like, one of the worst days ever. But I was like, whatever, I had a fun vacation, da-da-da. And my dad had like, a ride for me, like, a limo service. And but they had been waiting there from, like, 5 in the afternoon, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's when I was supposed to get off the plane. So I'm walking around. I'm like, I'll probably have to sleep here at the airport. And then, but I go out there, and the dude's still fucking there. It's like, hey, are you Jim? I'm like, yeah. He's like, Jesus. He's like, yeah, it would have been faster if you walked home, huh?
Like, he's cracking jokes.
Dude, he was. He was.
That's awesome.
What he said something where I was like, yeah, I was starting to explain. I was like, yeah, you know this. And then I got delayed. And then we're on the and he's like, yeah, been there, seen that. I got the t-shirt. Like, he had a saying for everything.
He just has. Been there, he's done just that, a bunch of
the t-shirt.
He's an NPC one-liner kind of.
Yeah, literally. And but I was fuming and tired. And then I fell asleep for the ride. It was like an hour drive. And then, you know, he pulls up at my house. And I'm like, I started getting all my belongings. I was like so half asleep, and I got up and I was like, hey man, thanks for the ride. And he's like, yep. And I like opened the door, and I just saw his like soul leave his body.
Oh,
like,
really?
He just died inside. Because I know he like realized like I wasn't giving him any tip or anything.
Oh, jeez.
And it was literally like he waited for like literally 5 hours, and then it's like an hour drive.
You didn't wait. Hold on.
Wait, and I just fucking
I was creating a thumbnail just now. Hold on. I just realized what you just said. A personal driver waited 5 hours and brought you home. And you, Jeff, hold on. This is not me shooting that lady in the head is less of an offense than what you just did. You kidding me?
Nope.
Jeb,
you should have seen the look on this guy's face.
You can't even imagine the look. How do you not tip him?
Well, here's the thing, right? There's a few things in at play here. So,
oh jeez, Jem.
Before this trip, I asked my dad. I was like, "Am I supposed to tip?"
By the way, long ago is this?
This was this past. This was like June of this year.
Why are you guys getting a personal drive? Just get a fucking Uber when you get off the airport.
I don't think we have that in this area.
What?
There was some reason.
It's an airport.
And also, I think he knows the dude who runs the company as well.
Oh, well, guess what? Guess what? That guy called your dad immediately and said, "You're fucking piece of shit, cheap ass fucking little dick, son."
But so I had asked my dad prior. I was like,
"You
yo,
suck.
Should I tip and how much?" And he goes, "No, I already paid the tip."
Oh.
So, this was before, right?
The 5 hour wait.
Before the 5 hour wait.
Right.
And so, and this guy, so like, obviously, I'm still in the wrong, but here's my only other thing I can tell you here.
I wonder if your dad paid the company, like the owner of the thing, and the owner never gave the tip money to the driver.
That could be a possibility. I don't know how that worked. I didn't ask.
I mean, your dad seems like a cool guy, and you seem like a cool guy. However, I wouldn't pass it at all that the fact that you might have people in Massachusetts that you're friends with that are deep down just pieces of shit.
Because it's Massachusetts. Very possible.
Who would take tips from their employees?
Yeah, someone who owns a limo company.
Limo company? Some slick haired limo company.
Probably some mob fucking.
Yeah, some sleazy douchebag.
But my only other excuse here is that all I will say to you or anyone else who judges me, which you're rightfully so.
I'm judging you, yes.
You,
until the part you just told me.
You go live that the day I just had.
And act like you want to give someone else more
money.
See if I give
three fucks about anyone. I didn't ask this guy to wait. I'm glad he did. It saved me from sleeping at the airport. But also, I didn't ask him. And also, I'm fuming. Fuck this guy. I'm upset. I'm telling you, I just lost more money, and I'm way more upset than this guy could ever be. And I was also just waking up. But I do think back to that. I'm like, I remember his soul died, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to hell for that.
Well, dude,
I'm an asshole.
You know what's happening?
I deserve to give him something.
You know what's been happening to me recently? Fucking cash register people asking me to donate. Right?
Oh.
Me saying no, and them actually like borderline having an attitude with me for the, for the rest of the, it's like, I'm sorry. Is this your personal charity? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, dude.
Yeah, the fact that they have an attitude, like...
Like, what?
Like, you don't know my situation.
Yeah, like, dude, fuck you. You
I could be going bankrupt right now.
How about you don't need a fucking dollar? Go fuck yourself. Like, and by the way, like, the a dollar, like, that's what, like, you should be upset that I only donated a dollar.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around on a lot of that stuff with tips. And you know, I've been getting DoorDash a lot. For the first time in my life, I never used DoorDash before.
That
was one of
the first things that made me say I'm done tipping that much or any at all.
You know what? I couldn't be more in agreement with you.
Get a different job. Like, you know, don't get.
I was the other day. Last night when I got the steak and cheese thing. You know, I'm filling it out, and then I see the tip thing, and I'm like, why am I giving a tip to someone who's like, how can he drive? How can he do a better job to warrant a tip or a worse job? He's just driving. He's not making the food. This guy is just driving it, picking it up and driving it to my house. Like, why is... But doesn't the app make you give a tip? I'm pretty sure I had to get... Even the lowest one, I had to give something,
nope,
right?
Nope, no tip. No
oh,
tip.
You don't?
Not on DoorDash or that stuff. No, because I'm already getting upcharged $1 trillion because of the delivery trillion service fees. So, like, you're... No.
A bazillion.
Like a kapatillion. Like just every dollar like I'm giving.
When I fill out the menu and I'm like, I do my order, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fairly priced. And then I click fucking
double.
Go to checkout. It's like 40 bucks. I'm like, 40 bucks for a fucking sub.
It instantly doubles. It's like, it's out of this world. You're not getting like.
You're already hungry. You're already dick deep in the app. So it's like, of course you're going to order it anyway. But you're like, Jesus, I'm getting rooked out of fucking.
All right, let's watch this fucking Chappelle thing.
Cause okay. I how do you not tip, though? You got to give me that, at least. Is there something you click?
Like bars and restaurants?
No. Like the DoorDash.
I do. So usually when it's DoorDash, someone else is usually doing it for me. I barely know how to use any of those apps. However, there has to be an option for no tip. There just has to be.
Okay. Didn't look like there was. Maybe I don't know if they changed it, but I was fuming.
My cheap ass probably hasn't highlighted her favorite. Like, that's my favorite option. DoorDash is like, you usually like to do no tip. Would you like to do that again? Yes, I would.
Google Chrome, YouTube. Dave, what was it again? I forget. I watched it, but
something
I forget what it was called.
Outrage in it or something.
Oh, that's right. It was capitalized.
Yes. Which is, like, still crazy that that's a thing, too.
It's still crazy all this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's still crazy YouTube is a thing.
Yeah, that too.
All right, stop playing!
What? Who are you yelling at?
YouTube.
Oh, the automatic play? You still have that?
Da da da
da. Oh, dude, so, my ass hurts from sitting too long.
I know, me too. It's all sweaty too.
It's the worst. Have you ever like went to smell your chair to see what it smells like?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's just the worst.
In my shirt.
What?
My shirt too.
What do you mean your shirt?
Like my back. My back will sweat.
Oh,
yeah. Because I'm like laughing a lot and stuff. Like
you sweat too much.
I gotta change my t-shirt. I know.
Your back's not sweaty, Jesus. I like, oh my god.
Well, because we've been laughing, dude. I don't know when I laugh, I fucking.
You I'm just a sweat.
Physical laugher. How do I do? Oh, share my screen. Dave Chappelle. Take it go live. Every time I see that option. Yeah, when you upgrade the Discord Nitro for 1080p.
Not a trillion years.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if this has it. Yeah, YouTube 1080p premium. Look at it.
Look at
it.
Look at you just laugh.
Enhanced bitrate, they say.
Oh, yeah, like that's really going to get me.
It's the same fucking resolution, you fucking...
I know, what is it, like...
Because they're too scared. They're too scared to do this.
Why don't you just say... premium HD enhanced bitrate. Like it also saying 1080p is hindering what people.
That's true.
Just don't tell people that it's the same thing.
You know they're scared to do this, so.
Do what?
I wonder if they will ever.
Oh, make
HD. Like to actually make this paid, yeah. Nah. I think they're too afraid.
The day they do that is the day you do.
There'd be riots. All right.
And the only thing that got me out of that space was a comedian friend of mine, the late, great Norm MacDonald. That's right. Shout out to Norm. And what Norm did, which I'll never forget, is he knew that I was the biggest Jim Carrey fan in the world. Now, I'm not going to go all into it, but Jim Carrey is talented in a way that you can't...
I love
Space that. Bar wasn't working, sorry.
I love that he has his own clothing line. But why does he always dress like he's the janitor at a fucking minimum security prison?
Dude, he does. Well, like, when I first clicked on this, I saw it yesterday, and I thought it was from his last special, because wasn't he wearing the same thing?
He always dresses like Craig's dad from Friday.
Yeah, like, yeah, he does.
God damn it, he's about to catch dogs or something.
Dude, he does.
He does.
I'm pretty sure he wore the exact same thing in his last special.
By the way, are they like custom clothes, or are they clothes like it's a clothing line that you can buy? I think they're custom clothes.
I think it's custom. I think he's gay and wears a shirt with his name on it. Like, that's what I think. I don't think he's selling these. I think he's just,
well, I think,
like,
the reason he did that, I mean, this is at least the reason he says he's did that, and I'm actually, I shouldn't even say that, because I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm not even gonna say it.
What? Oh, I thought there was a second part to that.
No, that's it.
That sounded like a setup. You're like, well, no, I'm not gonna say, well, this, I'm gonna say it.
All right, I thought
am I having a stroke?
I thought the reason was because he no longer can use his name for the show. Like, he has no ownership of his show, which literally
kinda is like the Kanye thing.
Yeah, so he's like, well, this is
Prince.
This is insane. It's like, it's my show.
That makes sense.
It's literally,
actually,
it's my name. Like, it's not even just my show. It's my name. You're telling me I don't own my name. And like,
gotcha.
And obviously, like, legal person's like, no. We're just saying you don't own the show's name. So
I thought it was some Gary Vee shit.
Gary V. I haven't heard that name in a while.
I know. That guy died, dude. What happened to that guy? He was popular for like
2 years.
A week. Yeah.
I want to say 2 years he was really popular.
2 years he was popular, like 2 years ago. Like before the pandemic, I remember. Like, it was like 2019, I remember.
You know? Yeah. I can't do impressions. You're way better. But like,
yeah, I can't do him. But he was always like, you know. I don't know. He was fucking annoying. I liked him for like a week, and then I was like, this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, well, everyone likes that stuff for like a week. I think everyone likes it because you hear it and you go, yeah. And then when like you keep hearing it, it's like, this is the same shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, this isn't any, then everything you're saying is just a revolving door of the same two things.
Like, oh my God, a businessman who says fuck. He's so cool.
Oh, work hard. Why didn't I think of that? All right.
Yeah, he's like, you gotta work every day.
All right, let's watch this shit. Let's get it over with.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We should have played for premium. We should have paid for premium. It's all pixelated and shit.
You can't practice.
I am not watching it with this. How dare you, Jim?
Huh?
Jim, don't you? And are you seeing what I'm seeing?
What?
It's all pixelated. You don't see that?
No, well, I'm on. That's obviously Discord.
Hold on then. How do I
fix this? Do I have to do a new thing?
No, hold on. I clicked stop watching. All right, it's fixed. We good.
Is it fixed?
Yeah, we good. We Gucci.
All right.
We Gucci, my nigga.
Did, which I'll never forget, is he knew.
What?
That's right. Shout out to Norm.
I hate that part. I know did, I keep telling you to pause it. I'm sorry.
What?
I just hate. It's. I don't think it's always the good, but I hate applause breaks like that in any comedy special.
Yeah, no, you should always be going for laughs.
It's just so gay.
My friend Norm.
Yeah!
It's like, well, you never mentioned him when he was alive. Yeah. Why didn't you have a bit about him?
And I believe this. I truly do. Yeah! It's like, shut up. Shut up. All right.
He was my best friend. It's like, I've never heard him mention you once.
Yeah, sure. He knew that I was the biggest Jim Carrey fan in the world. Now, I'm not going to go all into it, but Jim Carrey is talented in a way that you can't practice or rehearse. What a God-given talent. I was fascinated with him. And Norm knew that. And he called me up and he goes, Dave, he says, I'm doing a movie with Jim Carrey. Do you want to meet him? And I said, fuck, yes, I do. And it was the first time I could remember since my father died being excited. And the movie was called Man on the Moon. I didn't know any of this. And in this movie, Jim Carrey was playing another comedian I admired, the late, great Andy Kaufman. Yes, and Jim Carrey was so immersed in that role that from the moment he woke up to the time he went to bed at night, he would live his life as Andy Kaufman. I didn't know that. When they said cut, this nigga was still Andy Kaufman. So much so that everybody on the crew called him Andy. I didn't know any of that. I just went there to meet him, and when he walked into the room where we were supposed to meet, I screamed, Jim Carrey! And everyone said, no! Call him Andy. And I didn't understand. And then he came over and he was acting weird. I didn't know he was acting like Andy Kaufman. Just like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, hello. Andy? Now, in hindsight, how fucking lucky am I that I got to see one of the greatest artists of my time immersed in one of his most challenging processes ever. Very lucky to have seen that. But as it was happening, I was very disappointed. Because I wanted to meet Jim Carrey, and I had to pretend this nigga was Andy Kaufman all afternoon. And he was clearly Jim Carrey. I could look at him and I could see he was Jim Carrey. Anyway, I say all that to say, that's how trans people make me feel.
I gotta admit, I'll say two things. One, I'd be so pissed too if I met like my fucking idol or something.
Oh.
I don't have any, luckily, but like, and they're just like pretending to be someone else. I'd be like, this is my one time I get to meet you.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be this. And secondly, I still think he's a clone. I don't think that's actually Dave Chappelle.
I know. He looks different.
I fell for that, and I still believe it to this day that that's not the actual Dave Chappelle. I think he got something happen. They took the real one and they killed him and they gave us this one.
Yeah. To your first point too, someone in the comments was like, I definitely know Norm MacDonald did that on purpose. Like, he was smiling as he called Dave, like, hey, want to meet Jim Carrey? Like,
that's hilarious.
And because when you think of it, it's like, that's probably exactly what happened.
He's like,
Norm would do that.
He would do. Oh my God. That's someone I wish I wish there was more content of.
I know it.
He's one of those guys where, like, every time I bring him up, I always have this feeling like Jem's going to say, like, ah, he sucks. He's mid. But it's like, I'm happy you know that he was awesome.
I want to, because especially since he died, people have been, like, extra putting him out there. But, like, you can't hate that guy. That guy, I've loved him ever since I saw Billy Madison, dude.
Billy Madison, fucking, what was it, Bad Bunny or something? Or something Bunny. He did a shitty movie. He's fucking awesome.
All right. Yeah, Dave Chappelle is a clone, though.
He's a clone. It's not the real Dave Chappelle. I don't know who it is anymore.
Doesn't even have the same head shape.
Everything's different. I don't know who that is. It might be like two Cat Williams in a black Dave Chappelle suit. I don't know why I said black Dave Chappelle. Just the Dave Chappelle suit.
Black Dave Chappelle.
Yo, black Dave Chappelle sucks.
I didn't even know he had a new special, though.
I didn't know either. I stopped paying attention to them. They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that was decent. That was
a good joke.
It was a good joke, but the part that made me laugh the most was like, he was pissed off that he didn't actually meet Jim Carrey.
I know.
That was the part I liked the most. That was decent. He's not bad. He's not a bad comedian. It's just when people like
overrated.
Act like, yo, new Dave Chappelle just dropped. It's like,
I think Brandon.
No, I think Brandon's the opposite, right?
No, Brandon loves him, remember?
Does he?
We had a whole.
Oh, that's thing right. On he's him. Not. He wasn't as high as we were on Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah, but Brandon. Brandon thinks Dave Chappelle's brave.
Oh, that's my own. Oh. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. My God, brave. I will say that it is brave to actually go up on stage in general.
That part of it for sure.
But like to then go up and like, are you saying the things you say? It's shut up. Hush.
Yeah. You got millions for this fest. They and paid him millions to say this.
Area Dillman. Area
Dillman. I want to just fly to London and just go up at his one of his tapings and Harry fucking
Tubman.
Have a Harriet Tubman shirt on with E.T.
That should be that, the first time we ever meet. That's what we just go to London and heckle Brandon.
Could just he even, like,
do you think he'd actually be mad? He'd be more impressed.
I think he'd find that funny.
Yeah. How do you not?
And then he'd walk out backstage and never come back. You'd say, oh, that's hilarious. All right, guys.
Yeah, all right, guys. You've been real. And then, like,
when
we expect to, like, see him after, it's like, nah, he's not here. Brandon had to leave. All right. All right. I'm going to go eat some chicken and rice.
All right.
Yep.
Chicken and rice, huh?
Chicken and rice.
Corolla.
Huh?
Corolla, huh?
What kind of truck do you have, you little fucker?
Here, I thought you were killing it.
What kind of truck do you have?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Why?
I got a Ford, bro. What, you know?
Of course you do. Ford what?
Ford F-250.
That your dad paid for?
With a dump insert.
Ford.
Oh, we don't have to go into detail.
F-250.
You know?
What year?
You know, we don't gotta go into details. It's old.
I know it's old. I know it's because you've had that truck for like 15 years. How old is it?
No, it's not even the same truck I had. But I was using a truck, and then he got a new truck, and now I'm using his old truck. But it's old. It's old.
2008.
Around there.
Hold on. What color? Is it that red color, that fucking Ford crimson gay fucking red color? I hate that
color.
It's one of the ugliest fucking colors.
But it's like hand crank windows, like the whole deal.
What color?
And we don't gotta get...
Why?
I don't know. That's a little on the nose.
Is it?
You know, there's psychopaths out there. It's a color.
What if I ask you off air?
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. I don't give a fuck.
I almost thought about it. I thought about saying, all right, I'm not recording. And while I'm still clearly recording.
No, it's not that, dude. No. Who buys that color?
All right, everyone, bye.
Bye, niggas.